Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batsworth, Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures, who's an analyst at Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I heartily recommend. He's in Cape Town, South Africa. He's also the host of Geopolitical Pickle, a podcast which I recommend. We're discussing the ANC, the African National Congress, which no longer has a majority on its own in the parliament and has so many days to form a new government. It would be a minority government, technically. Could be called a unity government. And that offer has been made and pushed back by government, by parties that have fewer votes than the ANC, but would be a combination to give a majority. The logical one is the DA, called the DA, which is an all-white party. And as Ronan has explained, a number of dissident voices in many parties say, we won't do this. There is the Zulu, however, the IFP, I believe it's called, but it doesn't provide what the ANC needs, but it does provide a measure of unity so that ANC could work with another element or any breakaways from other parties. However, Ronan, I've read that the Zulu are momentarily debating being separatists. Is that true? Or are they unhappy with this result?
I believe that's more the party of Jacob Zuma, the MK party. So the Zulu's ethnicity here that mostly belongs to the northeastern region of the country up near Mozambique border, as well as KwaZulu-Natal, the largest and most populous province of South Africa. Even within the Zulu people, there's a lot of division. So that it's interesting actually to look at the provincial results from the election, especially in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, where Jacob Zuma's party, because Zuma himself is an ethnic Zulu, got 45% of the vote, 46% of the vote, sorry. But there in that region was really the only region which had any representation from the IFP in Inkatha Freedom Party, where they attracted their full 4% countrywide in the Zulu regions. And they're basically a traditional Zulu party. They've had, even since the end of apartheid, ongoing fights, or they did have fights with the ANC back then. But the IFP are basically kind of a conservative party. They have respect for the constitution. They want to keep the same sort of economic policies going forward. And they've also indicated that they're willing to work with the ANC to form a government. So even within the Zulus, we see two very distinct different groups between Zuma's MK and the IFP.
Well, I'm not coming up with a success either. So let's turn to a subject that everybody focuses on, which is the economy. What's the understanding? Is the economy healthy now? Does it need trouble? Does it need a unity government? How has it responded to these negotiations?
So the economy over the last decade has been in slow and steady decline, partially due to the public institutions, which have really stagnated, especially things such as power generation. The national power company here, Eskom, has had increasingly worsening issues in power generation, which has flow-on effects to industries across the country and has resulted in real-term GDP loss over the last decade. This has been a part of the rebellious vote against the ANC, I think, because of the mishandling of the economy over this time. And there's many different solutions which have been offered by the different parties to different extremes. I think if we look at DA, they're very much in terms of pro-business. They want to remain close partners with the West and bring the economic development that way, whereas the EFF and the MK parties have offered very alternative, extreme views about how they're going to fix the economy by nationalizing industries to create jobs and repatriating white-owned farms. However, I think most people would agree, and including the markets and the global economy, that this would be extreme and very overall detrimental to the economy. So there's competing visions within the country. I think the extremist groups are appealing to the massive unemployed population here, because South Africa has extremely high unemployment, around 33%, I believe, and even higher in amongst the youth, 45% youth unemployment, which then creates these marginalized groups which are susceptible to different messaging about how they're going to fix the economy through extreme measures, even though history tells us that it's very unlikely to work.
I check on one thing. I mentioned BRICS to begin with. Is there any presence of China or Russia in South Africa, quite separate from the European investors over many decades, over 100 years?
I would say China is South Africa's largest trade partner by volume, followed by the US. So China always has a lot of interest coming into South Africa. However, I don't think they're necessarily playing out or manifesting in the election negotiations in any way. I think it's mostly internal politics which is driving this. I do find it interesting, though, for the Russia question. Politically, the ANC was supported by the Soviet Union back before they achieved, before they brought down apartheid, basically. And so they have this long history and long memory of working with the Soviet Union and vis-a-vis the Russians. So they have a political sympathy for them. However, if we look at overall trade, the country trades less than 0.5% of their global trade is with Russia, less than Czech Republic, which is a country I live in at the moment. And I think that just goes to show how minimal the actual Russian presence and effect here is compared to the outweighed political importance that they try and place on it through their BRICS association. And there has been a lot of documented evidence of Russian disinformation campaigns existing within South Africa, especially targeting these marginalized youth groups. And we see that play out then in the EFF and MK's policies being to go very much pro-Russian, and saying the same sort of anti-imperialist, anti-colonial agenda that is promoted by Russia through these social media channels. So I think that is the main way which Russia is trying to have its presence here, that by trying to use disinformation campaigns to appeal
Right.
to these disenfranchised youth. But actually, in terms of in the negotiations, again, I think it's mostly internal dealings in the political parties.
Ronan Wordsworth, Geopolitical Futures. He's in Cape Town, South Africa. There's a timeline. They must form a new government by such and such a date within the next week, or else they go to new elections. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out. Where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.